Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman. Of course, Judy joins us on a Thursday morning, which it is right now. She is the co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. We say good morning to Dr. Wortman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you, and I'll just post some pictures of my dog. That'll be okay.
That's great.
Right? All right, now, and we have to get to your topic because hopefully the poster of cats and dogs will be attuned to what you're saying here.
Exactly. Well, you know, I talked to you about something that occupation that with which most of us have had some experience, and that is that of a physical therapist. You know, when anybody has any kind of sports injury, back pain, recovery from surgery that has involved your joints, like a hip replacement, maybe a bad fall, fainting, and anything that actually is involved in your body's movement, the first question is, well, did you see a physical therapist? What did the physical therapist say? Do you think the physical therapist will be a good substitute for the possibility that you might need more surgery? Can you put off the surgery if you work out with a physical therapist? We somehow look to this particular profession as really a stopgap between our needing surgery for something like back pain and also, you know, an extremely effective way of promoting our healing from something like a broken leg, even a broken finger, or a fall that may have affected our balance. But I had a long conversation with a physical therapist. He's been in the business for a very, very long time. And he said to me that oftentimes people go to a physical therapist, you know, expecting very positive results, but they don't achieve them. And the reason they don't achieve them is that they don't do what the physical therapist says. I mean, that seems so obvious, Jill, but one has to think about it. You know, you go to a physical therapist, and in that clinical setting, you're put through a lot of exercises, you know, perhaps balance, your muscle strength, et cetera. And then you're sent home with a program. Do this every day or every other day and come back to see me next week or every 2 weeks, and we will advance your exercises to a higher level because you worked so hard at doing what I've told you to do at home. Well, between 35 and 50% of the people who go to a therapist actually do that kind of homework in order to improve their physical well-being when they're away from the physical therapist. And when I said to this person I was talking to, well, what do you do about it? I mean, can you talk to the person, the client, about why the program is not being carried out, you know, whether it's a question of time or space? Maybe the person lives in a very crowded home and there's no space to do the actual exercises. Maybe the person has such a heavy work schedule, she doesn't have the time to do it. What do you do about people who are so overweight that it's very hard for them to exercise, or indeed when they have a hip or knee replacement, they may not be able to recover that well because their body is putting so much weight on that newly implanted joint. What do you do about people who are depressed because of pain? You know, it's a very common association. Obviously, if you're in chronic pain, chronic depression often goes along with it, and you're depressed, and really it's just too hard for you mentally, emotionally to do these exercises. What do you talk about this? And he said, no. He said, no, because, first of all, if to talk about it means we're taking time away from actually doing the workout with the patient that we are required to do, and we're given a certain amount of time for each appointment, and there are people in the waiting room waiting to see me as soon as, you know, the current appointment is over. And second of all, we're not allowed to. You know, our training is in physical therapy and the physiology that goes along with it. We are not trained, you know, to be mental health counselors. We're not trained to give nutritional information except to tell people to eat a healthy diet, which, of course, anybody can say. And, you know, we're not trained as a life coach, in which we could say to the person, well, you know, let's talk about why you can't do these exercises at home. And it really seems almost inconceivable that this very important area that will really enhance our well-being has not thought of a team approach to make the recommended, you know, physical therapy exercises much more effective. I mean, it's amazing that if you go to a physical therapist and you can't do what you're being told to do, that there's not an automatic referral to a nutritionist or a dietitian or a life coach or a psychologist or a social worker, you know, therapeutic social worker, in order to talk about why you can't carry out these prescribed exercises. And yet it doesn't exist. And my point of reference is people who go to a clinic for weight loss therapy and weight loss support. It's recognized that you give somebody a food plan, and if that person doesn't have any support, the chance of that person following the food plan is pretty minimal, at least for more than 2 or 3 days. And it's recognized that person may need some psychological support, some life coach support, some exercise support. And yet we don't find this in this very important area of therapeutic intervention called physical therapy.
You're absolutely right, and it's really interesting because physical therapy, we always get to the end of your show and go, well, and then there's this. And the problem is that a lot of people are not self-exercisers or self-therapists.
Sure.
And so they need someone. And I know this sounds kind of simplistic, but the someone in many cases is the physical therapist because that's their one assignment. You know, they don't have necessarily a trainer or a coach, especially
that's
if
right.
they're in a physical therapy situation. Very often, a trainer will defer to the physical therapist.
Yeah,
which then suddenly makes the physical therapist the mental health professional. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the same reason that they're needed and they're used, but because there's nobody. There's not another person to sit with you and say, hey, you got to do this now. It kind of ends up making its own gravy.
Yeah, and isn't it strange that that the training of a physical therapist does not include knowing about how to approach the client? It doesn't include time in the actual appointment process of let's talk about why you haven't been able to do the exercises at home, or let's talk about how you are dealing with the pain that I know you're feeling,
right.
or the despair you may be feeling because you're not healing fast enough. You know, you broke this hip 3 months ago and you still have pain, and I know you're frustrated about it. Let's talk about it. No, there's no time to talk about it, and they're not really allowed to do it. And yet, we think of physical therapists as sort of the solution to so many problems that we don't want to solve by going under the knife, as it were. We don't want surgery. We don't want medication. Well, work it out with the physical therapist, and maybe you won't need that. And yet their hands are tied because they can't give the kind of support that's really needed to make what they say and what they tell you to do effective.
No, it's true, but it's set up that they're so overworked and so packed that they're going from person to person or vice, or
yes.
people are coming into them one right after the other. And as with, you know, we go back to this also with, with antidepressants.
The doctor,
yeah,
same
exactly.
thing.
No one says, okay, hey, let's sit and talk about what might be contributing to your situation.
Right.
You know, you're just sent off to the psychopharmacologist, basically, who
That's
forgets
right.
to
but,
mention.
But there's no reason why a physical therapy clinic cannot say, or the doctor who is referring you to the physical therapy clinic cannot say, okay, you're going to see the therapist, and then you're going to see a dietitian, and then you're going to see a psychologist or somebody who can give you some emotional support because this is not working out. You're not really advancing the way you should. I mean, that's not very hard to set up. Indeed, insurance probably would cover it if somebody would simply set up the mechanism.
Right. No, I think I think if we ruled the world, that would be just part of it before, because many of the assumptions are, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take this action, and then it's going to be all better. And I'm the worst at that. I'm like, okay, I'll just do this. I will never forget Marshall talking to me about something, and he said, well, you know you're going to have to do this, this, and this. And I had no idea. Nobody mentioned that.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Nobody mentioned the ensuing 7 appointments.
No, that's absolutely right. But I remember I had, an Achilles tendon repair, and before I had the actual operation, I went to a physical therapist, and I said, show me how to use crutches. I said to the nice surgeon, make me an appointment with the physical therapist. I'm going to be on crutches for 6 weeks or 2 months or something. I don't know how to use them. I want to be able to use them. And he looked at me like, oh, what a weird request. But I did go to a physical therapist, and the therapist showed me how to get up and down a curb, how to get in and out of a car, how to go up steps, how to balance myself. I thought I was going to be falling because I couldn't put any weight on that foot. But how many people even think about doing something like that?
Not many. I would say basically you could, I hate to divide people, but if you are a self-exerciser, you will think about that. And if you are not,
yeah,
then you won't. That's all.
Exactly, exactly.
All right.
Well, I hope this is maybe the beginning. Maybe somebody else will think about, gee, this is a good idea, and start acting on it, even if it's from a private situation first and then going off into a hospital situation so everybody can afford it.
Or we'll have to do it ourselves.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Bye-bye.
Food for mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy here every Thursday morning, right before This Week in the Lakeville Journal, and also online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood.